Finding You, Second Act, Book 1. 1. Ivory. I throw myself on my leather sofa and focus on the ceiling fan that spins over my head. 1 minute I'm trying to replace the caulk around the bathtub, then I'm checking the kids' homework. After they're in bed, I'm sexting with a man I met online. I don't know what happened, but as soon as I started talking to my best friend, Lila, after one sip of bubbly Moscato, I was ugly crying. Tears run down my face, and I wipe them with the sleeve of my black button-down shirt. Listen, Lila rests her hand on my right shoulder. You've been up since, what, like 5 this morning, ripping foils and mixing color at the salon, playing therapist all day. More tears fall, and their gentle tap hits the leather. It feels good, like the chemicals I've been inhaling all day are washing away. Fireflies dance outside, a summer light show I look forward to every night. There are so many advantages to living in a little cottage surrounded by Maine woods, but this is probably my favorite one. I just wish the display would calm my nerves like it usually does. Yeah, what does that have to do with anything? It's my life 4 days a week. I don't mind the long days because I have more time with Madge and Levi when they aren't with their dad. You might just be tired, is all I'm saying. You and Joe only divorced last year. It's not really that long ago. In divorce years, anyway. But Ivory, you know you don't have to sext with random guys on Tinder. My head shoots up, and I puff out my chest. They aren't random men on Tinder. I've had dates with them. And I want to do it. I love sexting and sending them pictures. It makes me feel alive. Although that one guy isn't exciting me anymore. Lila sucks in her cheeks, trying to hold in a smile as she twirls one of my blonde braids in her fingers. The one who gave you a lukewarm response to your last picture? Yeah. You know what I say about that? Next, I know the passion between you and Joe was non-existent, but if all this dating and sexting starts to feel empty, synthetic, you don't have to sext or date at all. It does get old. I stalk to the bathroom to get a tissue. The last thing I want to hear is that this rush of dopamine gets old. These days, I live for stripping down and sending sexy pictures. Lord knows, in the 15 years I was married to Joe, he could barely muster 2 words about my naked body. And these men? Well, they devour it. They devour me. For the most part, anyway. Lila telling me it gets old is so disappointing. She knows what she's talking about, though. She's been divorced for 7 years. It's almost impossible to find a hot man that she hasn't already been on a date with. I grab a tissue and blow hard. The thing is, I say in between wipes, these men, they do things Joe never did. They spank me, talk dirty to me, and I don't even have to ask. With Joe, he made me feel dirty for wanting anything more than having missionary sex every other Thursday. I push my shoulders back and make my way to the living room. I have no idea why I'm crying. You're right. I'm just worn out, I guess. I sit cross-legged, next to Lila's feet, on the wool rug and grab my glass of wine off the coffee table. Lila wiggles her delicate finger at me, her long black hair thrown over one shoulder. Okay, scoot a little closer. No more wine. Alcohol and shoulder massages don't mix. I take in a deep breath and settle between her legs. Lila is, or was, the best massage therapist around. She walked away from her practice to follow her dream and become an interior designer. After decorating our windows at the salon last fall, she's gotten so many requests for other businesses and homes that she can barely keep up. I'm lucky to have her as a best friend, and since she went through the whole divorce and dating stuff way before I did, she's really helped me through it all. I relax as soon as she works my shoulders. I think you're there for everyone, always listening to their problems. You're at the salon before all the other stylists every day. You keep a spotless house. Your kids can count on you for everything. I'm glad you're having fun with the sex and all, but don't spread yourself too thin. We giggle, the double meaning hitting us. Lila slaps my shoulder. Hey, it feels good to be spread after not being spread in so long.